I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, February 1st. Mana Community Health Center will operate a COVID-19 vaccination clinic at 180 Old Colony Avenue in Quincy. The city has announced that Mana will run the clinic at the same place they've been running a COVID testing facility since December. Quincy residents 75 and older can begin scheduling vaccine appointments Tuesday by calling 617-376-1470 or going to quincyma.gov. Chinese language assistance will be available by calling 617-376-1298. And soon, Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital is expected to launch a vaccination site at the State Street South Complex in North Quincy. Quincy Public School students in grades 1 through 3 who are currently in the hybrid learning model will have the option of going into classes 4 days a week beginning on February 22nd. School officials say students will be spaced 6 feet apart and will be required to wear masks at all times. Students in the remote learning program will not be eligible for the 4-day-per-week in-person learning. A one-alarm fire destroyed 2 boats moored at the Clipper Marina on Palmer Street in Germantown Sunday morning. Officials say the fire started on 1 boat and then spread to the other one. No one was on board either boat, and there were no injuries. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Congressman Stephen Lynch is in quarantine after testing positive for the coronavirus. Lynch announced the positive test on Friday after receiving his second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Lynch will be voting by proxy until his test is negative, although he has no symptoms. A man is being treated for a stab wound after a drug deal went bad in Quincy last week. Police say the 23-year-old man was stabbed during an altercation with 3 other men on Cleverly Court in Quincy Point last Thursday. The victim drove himself to the Good Samaritan Medical Center in Brockton. No arrests have been reported. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, February 1st.